casino is okay. That's one part of the whole forte, but we're going to have much, much more. We won't be reliant on the casino. We'll have industries. We'll have manufacturing. We'll have so many things here. And then I would like to go ahead and implement and widen our highways here. You know, from here over to Carson City, I've drove several times already, and there's a two-way lane. So I want to widen that highway, making it inviting, and also I'd like to bring in the Hyperloop. I'd like to, as far as bring on Elon Musk and bring on Richard Branson and say, hey, you know, what do you guys have in plan? Can we get the high-speed railing here? So that we're like number one here in the United States, we're advanced from the whole nation. I want to bring this dance up here very high. You don't understand. It's like in every which way, economically and health-wise, not only health, I believe in health, and I would like to articulate the nutritional facts and things that, you know, are as far as society must know, you know, functions. People must know more and more through education, you know, and that's what I want to do.
Brock,
that's what I want to do.
Hey, Brock, we've got about 90 seconds, and I want to give you an opportunity to tell people what it is your campaign needs. I'm not sure if you're self-funding or if you're accepting donations. What is it you need from the general public at this early juncture?
If everybody you believe, and by the way, as far as vaccination or as far as masks, that should be voluntarily, shouldn't be mandated, okay, before we go on. Now, if you agree to my stances, you agree to what I have to say, please go to www.BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, okay, and go on to the donate button. And any donations would be, you know, greatly appreciated towards my function and my movement. And I would, as far as send, even if anybody sends over $200, I'll send a cap and a T-shirt through my apparel company as gratitude.
Oh, that's that's
so
awfully nice of you.
The first 100 donors that donate $200, I'll send them a cap and a T-shirt of Barack Silverberg's campaign.
I like that.
Of Barack Silverberg.
I love that. Barack, great to meet you on the radio. Always love to meet new people and new blood coming into our political system. We will have you on again, I'm sure. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And hope you have a great weekend ahead, okay?
Thank you, Kevin. I thank you for your energy and your good vibes. And all of you Nevadans, I love you. Thank you.
There you go. Barack Silberberg, running for governor, wants to unseat Steve Sisolak. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And at 531, if you're on your way to Laughlin, there is a thunderstorm warning there in southern Clark County until about 6:11, so about 40 minutes from right now. If you're headed to the Laughlin area, be careful of that. Also, right now, bumper to bumper, US 95 southbound, that's at the Southern Rancho. Delays through the Spaghetti Bowl because of those lane restrictions. Again, give yourself extra time to get through there because that's going to be happening for a very long time. 515 east at Main, 515 northbound at Pecos. Heavy volumes on the Beltway, too. 215 westbound at the Airport Connector, 215 westbound at Tenaya. And you're averaging about 35 miles per hour through the resort corridor of Interstate 15.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. UNLV football continuing to get set for their second game of the season. They travel to Tempe for a matchup against number 23 Arizona State coming up on Saturday night. For Nevada, they're going to be at home against Idaho State on Saturday. The Mountain West schedule will kick off tomorrow night with two games as Utah State will play host to North Dakota and Boise State tomorrow night. they are set to play host to UTEP. The Raiders getting ready to open up their season on Monday. They've got a Monday Night Football matchup against Baltimore. The NFL season kicks off tonight as the defending Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers play host to the Dallas Cowboys. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish
is pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep ends soon. Don't miss our best offer of the year and your chance to get your best sleep of the summer. All Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale with savings up to $700 on adjustable mattress sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Hello, I'm Fred Simon, candidate for Nevada governor. You and I both know that there is something seriously wrong with the way Nevada has been managed. Mr. Sisolak closed our businesses, our schools, our places of worship, and even silenced objecting voices. And now, as more facts come out, it looks like much of the economic and emotional damage promoted by our current governor was unnecessary. So can you really trust Mr. Sisolak to protect your gun rights? Remember, this is a guy who made your COVID suffering worse. I don't think he cares about your right to own and bear arms. I'm Fred Simon, a working MD, a medical doctor, living in Douglas County. I will end the extreme and irresponsible policies enforced by reckless politicians. Learn more anytime and please join us at simonforgovnv.com. simonforgovnv.com. Thank you.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Like I said, folks are lining up around the block to run against Steve Sisolak. I think they smell blood in the water. They really honestly do. You know, we were talking with Tommy Hicks earlier today. He's a good friend of ours and a national co-chair of the Republican National Committee. He is like one of the people that raises gazillions of dollars for the Republican Party. He's in California for the recall. And I had a chance to ask him after watching the debacle in Afghanistan, a porous southern border in Texas. The economy is starting to slip. We had the six-point program for the coronavirus. That's out of control. And everything is just screwed up. And I asked him if he was surprised by falling poll numbers for the president.
Which is very dangerous to the American people.
Yeah, to our national security. I want to ask you about this six-point plan, and every federal employee has to get vaccinated. Can you? How did you break down his six-point plan today? What did you think of it?
Oh, it's tyranny. Joe Biden is acting like a dictator. He's being tougher on the American people than he is on the Taliban. Just think about that.
Man, that is scary. Speaking of Afghanistan and the Taliban, what could we have done better? What could we have done differently?
Well, I mean, first of all, we want to make sure every single American gets out. We've got to address their safety. But you have to have a plan that makes sense. I mean, I'm not a military tactician, but I also know that you don't shut down an airport with two runways where you can get people in safely and exit from the country safely. That just makes no sense. It's almost like he didn't have a plan or wanted it to go as badly as it did. And it's frankly, you know, with many friends and family members who served in the military and served on deployments in Afghanistan and had been wounded and even killed. It's shameful how this president decided to run this retreat.
Well, and more than that, though, that when you look at how this is going, the vetting that normally takes 8 months, 10 months, 12 months, whatever it is, they're doing in a matter of days. Is it possible we're letting in some really bad dudes into our country?
It is absolutely possible, and I just hope and pray that we are able to stop some of this with the vetting that is actually taking place. But I don't trust this administration as far as I could throw them.
Do you have a sense of who's running our federal government? Is it the president? Because he doesn't seem terribly engaged, and I keep asking the question, so who's running the show? Do you have a feel for that?
Well, the buck stops with the president. However, I honestly can't tell you how with it he is mentally. I'm not inside the White House, but, you know, from what I hear, President Biden should be contemplating a resignation.
Well, we already have people who are asking for him to resign, and they're not all Republicans. Do you think what I call the chewy middle, the independents, the unaffiliated voters, are they catching on to what's going on at the White House?
Well, people are paying attention, and this is all over the country. And it's not just Joe Biden. It's Nancy Pelosi. It's Chuck Schumer. It's Democrat governors who are locking down their states. And, you know, we're gonna see a recall vote in California next week. And you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if Governor Newsom was recalled. But people are rising up against this tyrannical Democrat machine across the country, and it's going to be a massive red wave in the midterms of 2022. So the question is, how much damage gets done permanently to our country between now and then?
Again, Tommy Hicks joining us, RNC National Co-Chair. I'm curious about this recall. When I talked with Tom Del Becerra, the former chair of the Republican Party in California, and a guy that was heading up the effort to recall Gavin Newsom, he said a lot of the folks in L.A. County that signed the petition were Democrats, and yet they're trying to paint this as a Republican recall.
Well, the people are speaking. They're about to speak. I'm actually in California right now to go be with our team to get people out to vote. But it is within grasp that we are able to turn out enough people to recall Governor Newsom. And that should be a warning shot to all Democrats across the country.
Without giving the end all, you know, away, what are you seeing as far as polling is concerned in California relative to the recall? Are we close? Are we ahead? Are we behind? What's the deal?
Well, we are going to turn out as many voters as we can. Our Republican voters and many independents like to vote in person on Election Day, where they can show their ID and prove that they are who they are. And so we're going to be focused on turning out as many people as possible on Tuesday. And I like our chances.
Tommy, do you trust the electoral system in California? I know here in Nevada we've had loads of problems. We've had draconian laws relative to election integrity or lack of same. But I'm curious what you're seeing on the ground in California.
We will be monitoring everything very closely from now. We already have been from now till Election Day and afterwards, and have observers making sure that votes are fairly counted.
Do they have ballot harvesting and stay-at-home voting and the things that we have here in Nevada?
Yes, they do. And, you know, and we've been working on this across the country. We want to make sure that people who request ballots can get ballots and don't just mail live ballots to every registered voter, regardless of whether they've moved or not, or if they died even. So that is a focus of ours, and we just got to be on top of it.
And the other thing that I've talked about a lot on my show here in Nevada, and that is this whole notion of ballot harvesting. The Democrats did it a lot in the 2020 presidential election. I think it had a profound effect here in the state of Nevada. But I'm curious, do we have an operation? Do we have a ballot harvesting operation now that it's the law of the land here in Nevada? Do we have a program here that will deal with ballot harvesting, maybe better than the Democrats?
Well, I've seen in Nevada and in California, Republicans harvesting ballots at churches and gun shows, and Democrats don't like that so much because those are people who are voting for Republicans or more in line with Republican values.
You say it's going to come down to turnout. Once we get past question one, Is Larry Elder the odds-on favorite? He probably won't win with more than, what, 15-18% of the vote if he does get that far. What is your sense of the competitors, and how many of them are there?
Well, I think there are more than 25 total.
Wow.
Larry Elder looks to be out front right now, but the key is, I mean, the fact that we're even having this conversation means that the Republicans have won, and the Democrat Party's on notice. And by the way, to our friends who are in California, what do you have to lose? You'd have a new governor for 14 months until the next general election. What do you have to lose? It's been a disaster here in California with the lockdowns and fires and the way this state has been run. And I know a lot of Californians are fleeing to Nevada and to my home state of Texas. It's because of mismanagement.
When I watch sports in California, if I watch a Dodger game, I'm seeing 6, 7, 8 ads against the recall. And I'm curious, are we being outspent in the People's Republic of California as far as this recall, or are we keeping pace financially?
Well, the Democrats always spend more money than us, but the good thing is the Republicans and our grassroots army have the truth on our side, and we are out there telling the story, getting people out to vote. And it's been very effective, and we're going to continue to do so and turn out as many Republicans and independents as possible between now and Tuesday.
That is Tommy Hicks. He is the money man. He is the national co-chair of the Republican National Committee, along with Ronna McDaniel. He is the one that is the big, huge fundraiser out of Texas. And he is in California at this hour, getting ready. 5 days from now, they'll have the big recall. And I can't wait. I pray that they'll remove Gavin Newsom, because then we'll end up with Larry Elder, the guy that used to sit in this seat. Remember who I replaced? Larry Elder. I just think that's so cool. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. It is Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Ever tried to get through airport security without an ID? Good luck with that, right? Ever filled out your tax return and handed it to a stranger who knocks on your door promising to deliver it to the IRS? Yeah, probably not. But that's exactly what Steve Sisolak has done with our elections. By refusing to ask for an ID to vote and signing a law that allows campaign workers to show up at your door and take your ballot. It's called harvesting, and it was a felony until Sisolak changed the law. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, as our next governor, will fight to change all that and to enact laws that make it impossible to steal an election. Sheriff Lombardo spent 30 years defending our rights and keeping us safe. He's exactly the conservative leader we need to shake things up in Carson City. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, Republican for governor. Paid for and authorized by Better Nevada PAC.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow. Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player. No matter the challenges I face every day in the NFL, my mom is always there for me, despite her own struggles with muscular dystrophy. And MDA is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is a leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today. Thank you.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ. You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know what's always weird is when these talking heads on cable news, they end up writing books, and then you see them everywhere. Chris Wallace is a good example. He wrote a book essentially talking about the Osama bin Laden killing and kind of a behind the scenes. It's really interesting stuff. Just what he was talking about earlier today. He was on with Shannon Bream last night. And this is, by the way, cut two. He compared the bin Laden killing to the Afghanistan exit. One was brilliant. The other one, Afghanistan, was just and is, continues to be, a mess. Chris Wallace, though, was on with Shannon Bream comparing the bin Laden killing to the Afghanistan expert. Listen to this.
If what we've seen the last few weeks is a case study of the military, the intelligence community, the political branch of the government not getting their act together, what happened in 2010 and 11 with the raid to get bin Laden is exactly the opposite. First of all, this just painstaking, never giving up effort by the intel community that results in a lead that is given to Leon Panetta on August 27th of 2010. His people in the Pakistan-Afghan counterterrorism department tell him that they have found, traced with who they think may be a courier for bin Laden to this mysterious compound in Abbottabad. And then on September 10th, just one day short of the 9th anniversary of 9/11, the CIA briefs the president, and that starts dozens of briefings and meetings in the Situation Room and throughout the administration over the course of 8 months. And then they bring the military in and they plan it. And so it really was just this perfect case study of the intel community, the political community, and the military wing of the government all working together, forgetting about turf, forgetting about ego, to, I would think you would say, one of the most daring and important missions in the history of the U.S. military. And really, you know, as bad as a lot of us feel about the way we got out of Afghanistan, this is a success story. They got with the man they went for, the architect, the mastermind of 9/11.
So there's always been this narrative that then Vice President, now President Biden, was not in favor of moving forward on this mission to get bin Laden in this specific instance. Fact or fiction from your research?
Oh, no, it's fact. On August 28th, or rather April 28th, 3 days before the mission, The president is in this situation. This is the final recommendation from his National Security Council. Do we go or not go? He turns directly to his right, to Joe Biden, the vice president. And Biden says, I don't think the case is strong enough that bin Laden is there. And I'm also worried that we're going to really mess up our relations with Pakistan. And remember, this is during the height of the Afghan war. They were using Pakistani supply routes to get into Afghanistan. He says no. Gates says no. Everybody else says yes. There, I got to say, everybody knows how this story ends. There are surprises on every page in this book. One of them is on the way back to the Pentagon after this meeting. Gates and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Mike Mullen, are riding together. And Gates had made it clear he didn't think much of Biden, as he said in his memoir. I think he's been wrong about every major foreign policy decision over the last 40 years. Well, he had said this to Mullen. Now they're riding in the car back to the Pentagon after this meeting, and Mullen says, hey, you said Biden has been wrong about every major foreign policy decision. You just voted with him.
And he's right. That was a bizarre chapter in American history. You know, the Afghanistan thing is just horrific, and it's just awful. But the bin Laden killing was, you know, once again, you put the military in charge, and they get things done somehow, some way. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment begins on October 1st and runs through December 7th? It's time to get prepared for the changes coming in 2022 to Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you're already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming next year. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. Call now to pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. You can also text calendar to 702-410-8020 to receive a link and schedule your appointment.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. You never saw it coming. In the blink of an eye, a car wreck has left you seriously injured. You made it to the hospital and you received medical care, but your problems have only just begun.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. After the wreck, how are you going to get the money you need to get your car fixed, for medical bills, for lost wages? How are you going to provide for your family now? Get the legal help you want when you need it most, right now.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy, known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
If anybody needs a superhero on their side, it's children with cancer. Join us for the Candlelighters Childhood Cancer Foundation of Nevada's Superhero 5K on Saturday, September 18th. Sign up to be part of a powerful 5K fundraising force supporting children and families in Southern Nevada who are battling cancer. The Candlelighters Superhero 5K is in person on September 18th at Mountain's Edge Exploration Peak Park with a virtual race option starting September 13th. Register today at candlelightersnv.org.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's going to be interesting tomorrow. We'll have the final for you of the Cowboys and Tampa Bay. This is going to be interesting.